first dilemma of the week. If you want to get one into us, you can email talk@beat102103.com or you can WhatsApp. We're right here. We're waiting for you. 085-102-9103. Go first.
Did you want to issue a little health warning ahead of me reading this?
I just hope that there is nobody in the Southeast right now eating cornflakes.
Okay, let's do this. Hey guys, I stayed over at a girl's house that I'm seeing last night and we got up this morning to have breakfast before I left. She has two giant cats, which I wasn't already a fan of, but she loves them. They crawl all over everything in the house, counters, kitchen table, couch. She was still in the shower and I went to the kitchen and found one of the big cats with his head inside the cornflakes box. I kind of shooed him away, but he'd managed to get a good bit out. I waited for her to come into the kitchen and I told her what happened. She just laughed and said, "He's a little divil." Then she picked up the cornflakes that the cat had just been eating from and said, "Are you having a bowl?" I said no. She ate in front of me and I tried to get my head around it. Is this normal for people who have cats? I can't believe she was okay with it.
No, I'm sorry. We don't share food with our pets. Like, as in, like, if something falls or there's the end of something, I might give it to Ashley, although I'm really trying hard not to do that because I don't want to get into the habit of giving her, like...
I know, I was terrible. I gave her some of my burger on Saturday night, I'm sorry.
Well, then you shouldn't have done that. Mm. But I'm just saying, we are trying not to do that with Ashley, but it is not, like, if she happened to get something off a plate or eat something that was, like, on the counter, that's gone then. That food is gone. Like, yeah, that's not...
You could argue the point that you're quite happy for her to lick your face.
I try to not let her lick my face as well, to be honest with you. But I'm just saying, I don't share food with my dog. Like, so I think the cat had its head inside the box of cornflakes. It took a big chunk, probably like saliva slobber all over it. And then you pour out a fresh bowl thinking that like the cat hasn't touched any of it. No. You can't be doing that. You can't. Oh, don't tell me you're doing this with the cat.
I'm not doing that. Like, firstly, I'm kind of a little taken aback that the cat went for cornflakes. It's an unusual thing. Cats are quite picky about what they will go for, but maybe mine are just super picky. Secondly, saliva all over the place. No, cats have very dry mouths, very dry tongues.
Oh, come on. It's still a mouth on the food that you're going to eat.
They don't drool like dogs, you know?
I can understand being in somebody's house, seeing them for, like, you know, going out with somebody, and then suddenly coming along going, oh my God, she eats the same food that like the cat eats. Like, I can understand how he's freaked out.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's lots here, and people do have different
close relationships
with their
pets.
I
get that.
I remember a dilemma years ago where the girl allowed the dog to lick her cone, and then she kept going. I mean, that to me is too much.
I was here for that.
Also, like, we've talked about sharing the cutlery and the crockery, because my former housemate went crazy once when she realised that I was using the same plate for the cat to eat its milk that she would have her sandwiches on. Now, it'd be washed in between. She just didn't like the idea of...
You don't still do that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Like, they go to the dishwasher. What's the big deal?
No.
We share plates, me and Jessica. Not an issue.
I know you've said this before, and I think I've blocked it out from my memory. I think I've actually hidden it. And now that you've said it again, like, I wouldn't use the same... Like, I don't use cutlery for the dog anyway. The dog doesn't eat with a knife and fork.
No, but I'd like to put the food in. I need to chop up the wet food, you know, with a spoon that I might use then later for my spag bol.
Oh, stop. That's gone through the dishwasher.
Yeah, of course. Or at least a good rinse.
Oh, no, I'm out.
But the cornflakes... I'd probably let Jessie eat one or two of the cornflakes and keep going. Not a problem.
I think what's the issue here is that he has just started going out with this girl and suddenly...
And he's not mad on the cats.
He doesn't really like the cats and they sound big. Mm. So I think he's a little bit freaked out about the entire situation. And I actually have to say to him, he's within his rights to be freaked out. Like, that probably would put me off if I just met somebody. It's different if you're madly in love with someone. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But like, or you live together and you have the cats together.
Okay.
I don't know.
Let's get some thoughts. What would you say to our emailer? Is he right to be freaked out by this? 085-102-9103. Show's a little bit taken aback by some of your messages this morning. We will try and keep people anon, but you are, aren't you?
I am the worst at keeping them anon.
It's gone down a route you weren't expecting. Anne in Dungarvan, my German Shepherd pre-cleans the plates before I wash them, so he licks them clean and then they go in the dishwasher. What's the issue there?
I can...
If you're a good detergent, you shouldn't have any issue.
I think, Niall, that I understand that the plates will be cleaned and they'll probably get the perfect clean that they need in the dishwasher. I can accept that. Mm-hmm. What I do find it hard to get my head around is the fact that the dog's tongue or, you know, has been slobbering all over it. It's just the idea of it. I think this is what I would struggle with.
We have another one here that's absolutely staying in on. This is absolutely normal. I share my glass of water with my cat every morning and a video was sent to demonstrate that. Now, I have to say, that's a little step too far for me, but I'm absolutely sure of it. Accidentally done it where Jess has gone up, drank some of my water, and then I've taken a slug. There's been a couple of moments I've realised.
No. How do you know? Did you taste off it?
No. I just kind of knew. Like afterwards, she was at that, wasn't she?
I'm sorry. No, I can't. I can't.
Rob was on. If the cat stuck the head in the box, it's now theirs. Our old cat Fuzz Lightyear loved sharing rich tea biscuits with me, but he was given his own one. He didn't stick his head in the tin.
Fuzz Lightyear, great name.
Barbara was on. Barbara, of course, is a veterinary nurse. She says, remember, cats are very hygienic, but they also lick their arses.
Thank you.
And then eating from your cornflakes.
They lick their arses. Stop. John says, no. That is disgusting. Let's talk to Shane. No shame in this. Shane, what is your beloved dog's name?
Good morning. Happy Monday, first of all.
Happy
How
Monday.
Are we all doing?
We're doing good. We're doing good, yeah. Go on, tell us about your lovely dog.
So we have a miniature dachshund, and since he's a sausage dog, we had to call him Denny, of course.
Okay, very good.
I love that.
So, say it's summertime now, or if I'm walking by the local coffee shop, I get Denny an ice cream.
Okay.
But if we get a cone, it's like that scene out of American Pie, I'd say, you will lick, we lick, you will lick, we lick. So I keep on passing the cone back and forth.
No shame.
So the dog, the dog has a lick of your cone, and then you have a lick of your cone.
Oh, I have a lick. I go to the opposite side of it now. Like I wouldn't sit the same side.
Some standards. There's some standards.
That makes it so much better.
Sorry, can I just ask? People will want to know in their cars this morning. What about the flake? Who gets the flake?
I actually never get a flake.
Dogs aren't meant to have chocolate anyway, so it wouldn't be good for them. And what happens when the ice cream is gone then and the cone? Are you sharing the cone as well?
No, I actually give him the full cone. I couldn't go that far now.
Oh, you couldn't go that far.
Like I have an issue, Shane, with parents licking the same cone as their children. Never mind the dog.
I'm sorry, that's different. I can't stand that. Come on, I give birth to
I know, but children are so snotty. And truly, little small ones, and I have a real issue. I'll just tidy that up for you.
Oh, and that's worse than the
dog. I support Shane more than I'd support that.
Stop. Shane, can I ask you, right? In all honesty.
Yes.
You have, like, is this something that you get the cone and you take to your car so no one can see it?
I have no shame. I'll do it openly in public. I have no.
That's how much you love the dog. That's how much you love Denny.
Denny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I have no shame. I just go, here, Denny, my turn, your turn.
Shane, somebody's just texting one word, dirt.
Shane just loves Denny so much that he's happy to share the 99 with him. And he's
You don't love Ashley enough, Joe. I think you need to make this video first.
Of me licking a comb with the dog. It's never happening. Shane, I absolutely admire your honesty. Your love knows no bounds for that little dachshund, and we really appreciate you coming forward this morning. Do you know what the thing is? You're not on your own, all right? Yeah. Not everybody might be as proud to say it as you are, but I'm sure it's very much a prevalent thing in the Southeast.
Thank you so much, sir. Thanks a million. I'll finish. Hayley's back in him. She says, children licking from the same cone is way worse than a dog licking from the same cone. I'm with you, Hayley. I support you on this 100%.
Absolutely. Like, can we please put a stop to this right now? It is not worse than if it's your own child.
Yeah.
Like, you're not randomly...
Children, what are they? They're just little bundles of germs. That's what children are, aren't they?
Oh my God. No, I'm not fine.